It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. Well, don't let the clouds get in your way. We might get some showers and it's kind of cloudy, but it's still really nice out and pretty warm. And actually, this is normal for late August around here, pretty normal anyway. It's quite a change, though, from just a couple of days ago. That was hot. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. We're going to break it all down. He'll also explain why the greater Portland area got even hotter than the Puget Sound region this past week, the connection between the weather there and conditions here. First, though, let's get the Labor Day weekend forecast, Cliff.
Right. Well, it's going to be a little bit on the cool and cloudy side, but quite frankly, this is close to normal. Today, we woke up to a lot of clouds. We had some intense showers last night as a band went through, and that dropped about a quarter inch over the Puget Sound region. Today, we'll have clouds, temperatures getting up into the probably the lower to mid-70s, maybe a few sprinkles in the morning. Now, Saturday, unfortunately, is going to be pretty cloudy. An upper level trough is coming through, and that's going to bring clouds, and I think there'll be a band of showers that'll move through sometime during the midday. So tomorrow will not be a sunny, warm day. It'll be kind of cloudy. I think there'll be an improvement on Sunday. The upper level trough will move through. I think we'll see clouds in the morning, but temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 70s and partly cloudy skies, certainly afternoon. Then as we get into Monday and Tuesday, I expect to be pretty normal. Upper 70s, partly cloudy skies, not much chance of rain. So the worst day of the weekend is clearly going to be Saturday. Plan for that.
Now, you mentioned normal a couple of times. Is this really normal? A lot of people are feeling like summer has suddenly ended way too soon.
Well, that's the way normal is around here. If you plot the probability of precipitation at SeaTac Airport, for instance, during the early part of August, it's only about 10%. By the time you get to the end of the month, it's up to like 25%. So it is extremely normal for showers, generally light showers, to start moving into the region late August into early September, and that's exactly what happened this year. In fact, SeaTac should end up a little bit above normal in precipitation. Temperatures, well, those have been a little bit warmer than normal, but not the crazy warm temperatures we saw the previous two summers.
Yeah, so we've had this cool down now, but earlier this week, it really was hot. I had some chocolate in the trunk of my car. It completely melted, just as an example. But it was even hotter in Portland, like 17 degrees hotter. What's going on there?
That's right, Bellamy. Another part of normal around here is that Portland and the Willamette Valley tend to be much warmer than the Puget Sound region during the summertime. And, you know, we're talking typically in the order of 10 degrees warmer, but in some periods like we had this week, it can be 15 to 20 degrees warmer in the Willamette Valley.
And some people think that's because it's further south, but it's actually not that far south.
Right. It's not really the latitude that counts here. It's the terrain and the water. Now, you know, Seattle and the Puget Sound region, well, we're on Puget Sound, and we have a sea level clear shot to the ocean. We have the cool waters, not only of the Puget Sound, but the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the ocean. And cool air can easily get in from the ocean into the Puget Sound region of Western Washington. But that's not true of the Willamette Valley, and Portland's at the northern part of the Willamette Valley. They have the Cascades on one side. They have the Siskiyou Mountains to the south. They have the coastal mountains to the west. And they do have some terrain to the north. And so they are kind of landlocked. The Willamette Valley is isolated from the cool waters of the Pacific, and so they tend to be naturally warmer just for that reason alone. But there's another reason why we tend to be much cooler than the Willamette Valley. During the warm-up periods, when high pressure builds over the region, we have something called the thermal trough that is normally in California and then starts to move northward. Now, what happens is, as the high pressure comes in, we tend to get offshore flow downslope of the mountains that tends to cause warming on the west side of the Cascades. Now, that warming causes the pressure to fall because warm air is less dense than cold air. And so this area of low pressures, thermal trough, moves northward from California into western Oregon. Now, they stay warm, but what happens is if there's low pressure to the south and higher pressure to the north, that tends to pull cool air from off the ocean and from British Columbia down into Puget Sound. So the thermal trough, which comes in from the south, pulls cool air in from the north, which tends to give us natural air conditioning during these warm periods.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. And Cliff Mass will be giving a talk on the great storms of the Pacific Coast in Ocean Shores next Saturday evening. That's September 7th. It's part of the Coastal Interpretive Center's summer lecture series. We'll post a link to more information on our website with the podcast of this week's conversation. You can find it all at knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.